Well, hallelujah and bless his holy name. Welcome to Walk It Out. I am Leah McCray. Welcome to my podcast where we are transforming our bodies as we transform our minds with the Word of God. We are going to do about 30 minutes or so. And I'm on my treadmill. That's usually what I'm on. Sometimes I'm lifting weights or just taking a nice walk outside. But whether you're doing Pilates, yoga, on your treadmill, riding your bike, whatever it is, I just want to welcome you and thank you for joining me as we are going through the Word of God from the book of Genesis all the way through the book of Revelations. That is the vision that God has given me. And we read the Word and we just glean whatever Holy Spirit is speaking and wants us to get from this time together. So as always, we open up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, that you are our daddy. We thank you that we can call you Abba. Oh, Father, we just glorify you. We worship you. We lift you up. We honor you today. We ask for forgiveness of sin, Lord, and we thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes us clean. Father, we just love you so much. We thank you for your word. Father, we ask that you would just give us revelation. Give us what you want us to get from the scriptures. From the reading of the scriptures at this time, Lord God, just enlighten us, Father God. Give us fresh vision, a fresh anointing, Lord. And we just love you and we just give you the glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, let's see. We are in Exodus chapter 13. So we'll probably do 13 and 14, but we'll see how far we get today. Today I'm reading from the Message version, so we may make some traction. We may get a little bit further because this version is a lot easier. It's more conversational. So let's just see how far we get. All right. But bless God. So we're going to start with verse 1, and it says, God spoke to Moses saying, consecrate every firstborn to me, the first one to come from the womb among the Israelites, whether person or animal is mine. Moses said to the people, always remember this day. This is the day when you came out of Egypt from a house of slavery. God brought you out of here with a powerful hand. Don't eat any raised bread. You are leaving in the spring month of Abib, when God brings you into the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, which he promised to your fathers to give you, a land lavish with milk and honey. You are to observe this service during this month. You are to eat unraised bread for 7 days. On the seventh day, there is a festival celebration to God. Only unraised bread is to be eaten for 7 days. There is not to be a trace of anything fermented, no yeast anywhere. So that's some of the unleavened bread, is how it's referred to in the King James. Tell your children on that day, this is because of what God did for me when I came out of Egypt. The day of observance will be like a sign on your hand, a memorial between your eyes and the teaching of God in your mouth. It was with a powerful hand that God brought you out of Egypt. Follow these instructions at the set time, year after year after year. When God brings you into the land of the Canaanite, as he promised you and your fathers, and turns it over to you, you are to set aside the first birth out of every room to God. Every first birth from your livestock belongs to God. You can redeem every first birth of a donkey if you want to by substituting a lamb. If you decide not to redeem it, you must break its neck. Redeem every firstborn child among your sons. When the time comes and your son asks you, what does this mean? You tell him, God brought us out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, with a powerful hand. When Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, God killed every firstborn in Egypt, the firstborn of both humans and animals. That's why I make a sacrifice for every first male birth from the womb to God and redeem every firstborn son. The observance functions like a sign on your hands or a symbol on the middle of your forehead. God brought us out of Egypt with a powerful hand. It so happened that after Pharaoh released the people, God didn't lead them by the road through the land of the Philistines, which was the shortest route, for God thought, if the people encounter war, they'll change their minds and go back to Egypt. So God led the people on the wilderness road. Looping around the Red Sea, the Israelites left Egypt in military formation. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for Joseph had made the Israelites solemnly swear to do it, saying, God will surely hold you accountable, so make sure you bring my bones from here with you. They moved on from Succoth and then camped at Etham at the edge of the wilderness. God went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud during the day to guide them on the way, and at night in a pillar of fire to give them light. Thus they could travel both day and night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night never left the people. And as I'm reading this, I'm just quickening my spirit to read it in the King James. And I don't want to be disobedient. I don't know why I need to do this. I don't know why God is saying this. But I'm going to be obedient and I'm going to do it. So I'm going to read this entire chapter over. And I am going to read it in the King James Version. So starting with verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever opened the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine. And when Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came ye out in the month Abib, and it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which ye swear unto thy fathers to give thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast to the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall be no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thy hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that the Lord's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand hath the Lord brought thee out of Egypt. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in this season from year to year. And it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, as he sware unto thee and to thy fathers, and shall give it thee, that thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, the womb, and every firstling that cometh out of a beast that you have, which thou hast, that the male shall be the Lord's, and every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of man among thy children shall thou redeem. First fruits. It's just the law of first fruits. And it shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what is this? That thou shalt say unto him, by strength of hand the Lord brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that the Lord slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord all that opened the matrix, being males, but all the firstborn of my children I redeem. And it shall be for a token upon thine hand, and for frontlets between thine eyes. For by strength of hand the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. So he didn't take them the short route. He led them on a type of detour. He took them the long way around so that they wouldn't have to fight, so they wouldn't see the giants in the land, so they wouldn't come up against major opposition because they weren't strong enough. And you know, that should give us encouragement. You know, God knows our frame. He knows what we're ready to confront and what we're not. And he loves us enough to meet us where we are and to help us go from faith to faith and glory to glory. But there's still requirements on our part. I mean, no, we have to be willing to go where God leads. You know, we have to be willing to confront those small issues, those small giants before we confront the big ones. But we still have to be ready to fight, you know, to use our faith, to trust God. But in his loving care and mercy, you know, he will allow us to grow. Amen. To grow in strength, to grow in might, to grow in trusting him. Praise God. So back to we're at verse 18. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up, harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. Wow, so he's leading them in the front, and then he's protecting them from behind, just like he does with us. Amen. He leads us in the front. We know we can follow him, follow his leading, but then he's also behind us. You know, he's our rear guard. He's watching over us from the back. You know, he's protecting us. Amen. So nothing can really sneak up on us because he's all around us. Hallelujah. That's an awesome promise. So let's move on to Exodus, the end of Exodus 13. So we're going to go to 14. I'm going to stay in the King James, for I just feel that's where the Lord wants me to be right now. And we are, we're about halfway done, halfway through our workout. So verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pi-Hiteroth, between Migdal and the sea, over against Baal-Zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness hath shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariots and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea, besides Pi-Hiroth, before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? So they're afraid, right? So now they're talking crazy. You know how we get when we're afraid. You know, we're just gonna, okay, God, you let me here so I could die? Come on, that doesn't even make sense. But when we're afraid, you know, when we let those, the spirit of fear take over, it's no telling what comes out of our mouth. But we need to be cautious and control that, because the words we speak, you know, the declarations that we make over ourselves have power. And we'll see this as we go forward in this. You know, don't speak a curse over yourself, and don't speak against the Lord your God. You know, He's delivering them, yet they're saying, "You brought us out here to kill me," you know? And so we're not judging them because we know that we do those things ourselves, you know, we in fear and in doubt, but it's just a good lesson here. So going back to verse 12, is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, "Let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness." And Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." My God, that is a good word. Tuck that in your heart. And when things come up against you and you're tempted to fear, pull this out. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit bring this up in your spirit and speak it out of your mouth. I will not fear. I will stand here and see the salvation of the Lord, which He shall show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. Declare that over your enemies. Declare that over what's pursuing you. I will see you no more, not ever. Amen. Verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." God's telling Moses, don't bring that to me. Just tell the children, tell your sisters and your brothers, we're going forward. You know, just keep going. Stop crying and keep going. "But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it." Use the tools I've given you. Come on, somebody. I hear Holy Spirit saying that. Use the tools that I have given you. Amen. He gave Moses a staff, a rod. He's telling him to pick that up and use it. And that's what He's telling us today. I've given you gifts. I've given you authority. I've given you weapons of warfare. Hey, come on now. I've given you weapons. I've given you armor. Suit up and use what I have given you in battle. Hallelujah. He says, "But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I beheld," and you know what? This is so good. God didn't just do this. He didn't just, you know, Moses cried unto him and then God just parted the sea. No, He had to do something. He had to use His faith. He had to use what God had given him, use His faith and part that sea. That is, hear this. God is not going to do it for you. He's given you authority to do it. And in His power, by the blood of Jesus, He's given you the power to do it in His name. He's not going to do it. We have to do it, but we have to use what He's given us. Glory to God. Verse 17, And behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. Because you know what? When we do that, when we take our weapons of war, when we take our authority up that God has given us, and we come out in victory, that glorifies God. That's glorifying God. That gives Him honor. Verse 19, and the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all night, meaning it just kept them separate. It kept the enemies away from the children of God. Just like his spirit, his anointing, his angels and protection are keeping the enemy away from you. Amen. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariots' wheels that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians." My goodness, that's what our enemies will ultimately say. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen." Listen to this now. God is telling Moses what to do. God is giving Moses an instruction. And when he does it, the power of God is released, right? Parting the sea or doing whatever needs to be done. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the same thing. He gives us instructions. When we follow his instructions, power is released. Great power. Deliverance is released. But it's based on us following his instruction. It's not God just doing it. Amen? We're partnering with our daddy. Partnering because he gave us authority in the earth. So we have to do it. But it's in obedience to what he is saying. And that's what causes the power to fall. That's what causes things to change. That's what breaks the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. Get this. This is in Exodus, guys. We are learning this. God is showing us this in Exodus. Jesus gave it back to us. He gave us this authority that God was giving to Moses right here. This is the same thing. Hallelujah. It works the same way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, verse 27, and Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Miracles, signs, and wonders. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Hallelujah. And that is the end of chapter 14. And I think we're going to go ahead and end it there, because we are at the end of our workout. We should be in cool down now. So let's just reflect a moment on this word. God is showing us just how we should be operating here in the earth. You know, in Exodus, I mean, we have so much more to learn, so much further to go. But just the glimpses of just the perfection of God and his ways and how he loves us and how he wants us to partner with him. You know, he gave us dominion in the earth. And he's showing us just through these two chapters, you know, how to deal with things in our lives that come up against us, how to deal with the enemy in our lives, you know, to trust God, to have faith, and to be obedient. Because faith, believing God, means that you do what he says. Amen. So he'll give us the strategy. He'll give us the strategy. He gave Moses the strategy. He'll give you the strategy. He'll give me the strategy to fight the battle, the battles of our lives. He gives us the strategy to deliver people. He gives us the strategy, right? All we have to do is use the weapons he's given us in obedience to his word, and the power will fall. Oh my goodness. I keep hearing that. The power will fall. Are you devoid of power? Do you feel like nothing is changing in your life? Does it seem like you have no you have no authority with anything? The enemy is just running rampant all over you, all over your children, all over your marriage, all over your finances. Well, listen here. God says you have the weapons. I've given you everything that you need. Amen. Everything that you need. But use them in obedience to my word. Do what I tell you to do, no matter how crazy it may sound to you. Don't judge my instructions based on your rationale. God is saying the power will fall when you trust me. The power will fall when you believe me. The power will fall when your faith is backed up by works. And by works, I just mean what God means by that is just by your action, by you following through, by you doing what he says do. Amen. We hear you. We hear you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for this word. Thank you for the strategy. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. That giants are going to fall. Giants are going to fall this week. Giants are going to fall today. Giants will fall because you've given me a strategy. You have pricked my heart with this word. You have piqued my ears with this word. I've heard you. We've heard you, Lord. We've heard you. And we're going to pick up these weapons and we're going to attune our ears to your words and we're going to obey and we're going to watch the power fall and the giants be slain. Hallelujah. We thank you for this word, God. We bless you. We give you all praise, all honor, all glory. It all belongs to you. And we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, until next time, guys. Whew, until next time, pick up them weapons. Fight. Fight the good fight of faith. And see the power fall in your life. God bless you.